Gracias. Thank you. आगे सामने है, इसलिए आप लोग जाए नहीं। indictment hearings. He has taken the form of the shrubs and the creepers in this area here throughout the Punjab because the prey for this after losing Rajasthan. When Rishwa has left to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa, and there rescued his parents from being erected from the members of the young dynasty. So, when he was staying there for some time, one day he called to Nava, because Uttamadi was his very, very dear intimate friend. No one was as near as close to him as Uttava. Uttava also played the role of his advisor, and Uttava was extremely intelligent, but he was the disciple of Sriman Pani, the ruler of the So, with all of these qualifications, Uttava was the correct, suitable person for Krishna to express his desire to. So Krishna called Uttava and he said, "Oh Uttava, I want that you will go to my Vrindavan. There, my beloved gopis, they are suffering, they are feeling the intense burning pain of separation from me. They are only maintaining their life breath, only keeping their life within their bodies by remembering my word to them, my promise. That I will return. So I want that you will go there on my behalf as my messenger, and you will deliver my message, my personal message to my beloved homies, and you will console them in this way." So, seeing this order from Shri Krishna, Uttava Ji mounted the chariot of the same chariot of Kamsa that now belongs to Krishna. And he set off for Dhamma Vrindavan. So when Uttava came and reached the area of Vrindavan, there he envisioned, he was able to see by Krishna's will, by his Gaudiya potency, he was able to see the Vrindavan in which Krishna would be present there in his Vara with all the cows and cowherd boys and gopis in the evening time. Just as the sun is setting, as the beautiful scene of Vrindavan is manifesting, and all the dust from the cows is settling on the earth. So Uttava witnessed that Vrindavan before Krishna had left. He saw how the cows were running here and there, cows were jumping, and how the houses were decorated, and all the sounds of glorification and Sri Krishna's pastime from the brother gopis and gopas. And the Uttava became so enthralled by this vision that at that time, suddenly like a curtain coming down on the scene of the drama, Uttava now saw that Vrindava which was devastated completely by separation from Krishna. The day that Krishna had left in the whole of Sandha and Shoda, no cooking had gone on, there were only cobwebs. No one was taking care of their bodies and looking after themselves. Only those people from pure life business were bringing some good products to them to be in their bodies. So just as the case that Dr. Maharaj, he saw the chariot and he understood that Uttava was a dear friend of Krishna and had come. So Dr. Maharaj, very cordially greeted Uttava and also referred his good thoughts hoping to hear some news from him about his beloved Krishna. And now Uttava Jati, Sandhya Maharaj began to inquire into the whole human being, how is the son of Sura being blessed today? He could not immediately ask about his son Krishna. If he would ask about how his son Krishna is, immediately he would continue crying in tears of and this gradually look upon that slightly absolute or whole level, and how it is Krishna, how it is remembering his beloved, how his beloved moment is holy, how does he remember his divine brother, and in that moment, when he comes to be completely absorbed in Krishna, and he can come to the universe, and he is a believer.
Santi? Back in a minute. I'm sorry.
Abandon that place, or like the bird which takes shelter in the tree like him. You are very foolish, because look at your whiskers that you have. I can see it has cockroach on your whiskers. That means that you have landed on the flower garland, which is on the chest of Krishna, and has the kumkum from the breasts of the Mathura Ramanis, who he was embracing. So how foolish you are to come to me, that you have just touched the flower garland of my rivals. And in this way, Srimati Radhika began to talk in a very completely bewildered state of Mahabhava, the highest manifestation of Mahabhava praying for Krishna. And after that, then she began to ask to Uddhava all about Krishna, how he is faring there in Mathura. And Uddhava then began to express to the Brajabhogis and to Srimati Radhika the letter and the message which he had carried for them to hear. And Krishna began to console the Brajabhogis in that message, to tell them that by their love for him, they are eternally united with him. There is no possibility of separation from him. He also talked in terms of Tattva Gyan, that he is the supreme being who is all-pervading within and without, and there is no possibility of separation from him. So the Brajabhogis heard this consoling words of Krishna, and they took this to their hearts, and now they felt some comfort from the presence of Uddhavaji. So Uddhavaji remained there in the association of the Brajabhogis, in the association of the Brajabhogis for 2 months. And then he observed during that time what kind of training that they have. How his praise, his attachment to Krishna, is absolutely nothing in comparison with the praise of the Brajabhogis. Srila Gurudev gives us the example that just like when you are standing next to the Himalayan mountain, you are standing at the base of the mountain and you are looking up very high, high. Your head goes all the way back. The hat that you are wearing on your head falls off because it is so high, so insurmountably high. And in this way, Uddhava, he witnessed the praying of the Brajabhogis, and he saw that his praying cannot even approach there, that he cannot even expect to desire such praying. Therefore, he prayed, Asama Ho, Charanare Kutushama Ham Shyam, Vrindavane Kimapi Kulma Vatosha Dina, Yasus Chajam, Sudhanamarika Patam Sahikava, Pay Jodam Kutuna Padadim, Shusir Vrindavan. He prayed that I want, that I will be able to take birth here in Praja, and the just a blade of grass, and the shrub, and the creeper, and that I can take the one particle of dust, just cover a rainbow, one dust particle from the lotus seed of the Brajabhogi, and particularly from that one Brajabhogi, Srimati Radharani. I want that one particle of dust will come on my head constantly. Therefore, I only pray that I can become a blade of grass, because these gopis are so great. Even all the Vedas, they are searching after Krishna. Yet Krishna is inconceivable and unattainable, even by all the Vedas. But yet, these Brajabhogis, they have attained Krishna by their devotion and love, so much so that they have been able to give up that which is completely insurmountable, the chains which bind you up to the social etiquette of this world, which is impossible for the young people to give up. They have abandoned that and gone to Krishna. Therefore, I desire only to become a blade of grass. And then he chanted the glories of the Brajagopis. Oh, Sunday, Brajasam, Raja Rajasrina, Pada Rikinam Abhishasam, Yasa Harikatodhitam, Purati Puranastrayam. The chanting of the Brajagopis, of Sri Krishna's glory, is so purified and transcendental and exalted that this purifies the entire universe. So all glories to the Brajagopis. So that desire of Uddhavaji, it was heard by Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna awarded Uddhava his desire that he prayed for to take birth in this very place. So all the shrubs in this exchange here with Ramana Satchananda and all of the queens of Dwarka. And when they came to this very place, they began to perform Sankirtan. And in that Sankirtan, all of the associates of Krishna began to manifest from this very place. Uddhava Ji himself manifested from all the Shrapnel creatures, and he came out and began dancing and singing in Mahasankirtan. Dwarka were chanting and dancing in preparation food, and then Radha and Krishna and their infinite gopis immediately also manifested in this Raha Sankirtan. So in this very place, Uddhava Kunda, all these wonderful pastimes took place. So this is our first stop on our Radha Kunda Parikrama. Now we will walk from here to Sri Radha Kunda. So Uddhava Ji is staying here some little distance from Radha Kunda. Worshipping from a distance, we should also understand that this praying of the brother gopis is so high and exalted, it is unattainable by us. We must worship this praying above our heads and constantly chant the glory of the brother gopis at Srimati Radhika. So on this day, we are so fortunate to come here, to come to Radha Kunda under the guidance of our beloved Guru Dev. We should bow down in the dust of this place, ask for the blessing of Sri Uddhava Ji, that we will also have this realization in our hearts of the great glory of the Braja Gopis today. Gaura Primanandi, Sri Uddhava Kunda Ji, Sri Uddhava Ji, Sri Radha Kunda Prithava Ji,
Sri Krishna Jai Sanna Ramuni Sada Priya Svaita Jagadhi Bhagavi Sada.